Philadelphia's arts and culture sector represents a $3.4 billion economic impact. That's according to the Greater Philadelphia Cultural Alliance. As the race to be the next mayor of Philadelphia ramps up toward the May 16th primary election, the city's arts leaders are asking candidates to take the arts sector seriously. WHYY's Peter Crimmins has more on how arts organizations can be used to address city problems.
When they're facing problems such as gun violence, education, poverty, crime, sometimes a city mayor will sideline the arts as less important. But Patricia Wilson-Aden, the head of the Greater Philadelphia Cultural Alliance, says the arts can be a tool.
We're hoping our next mayor understands and appreciates arts and culture as a tool to make change, as a problem solver. There are so many instances where arts and culture has proven to be a vital change maker.
Philadelphia has art programs that help people do things such as get their criminal records expunged, programs that help people experiencing homelessness enroll in social services, art programs that help residents engage in neighborhood development projects. One example is the Clef Club, a jazz education and performance venue on South Broad Street. On a recent Saturday morning, about a dozen teenage boys gathered in a rehearsal room at the Philadelphia Clef Club to practice playing in an ensemble. Their teacher is veteran jazz composer and saxophonist Bobby Zankel. Zankel is teaching these kids his composition called We Miss You Sadly and some universal wisdom he learned a long time ago from his own mentor.
One of my greatest teachers and one of my great friends was Ornette Coleman. And Ornette said, music is not a style. Music is an idea.
Duke Ellington would end every performance, and he performed for about 60 years, where he would say, we love you madly. So when he died, we said, we miss you sadly. So let's try it one more time.
One of the kids in this room is Elijah. He's 13, and he's on the drums. Elijah is here because his father used to play for Zankel, too, but that was when he was in prison.
When you're incarcerated in these places, you run into people that don't even know you, and they just hate your guts. When the music was starting to play inside the facility, it was less violence.
That is Michael Barnes, who, once upon a time, back in the 1980s and 90s, played with the famous R&B group Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Girl, I'd do anything now, but some things are gonna have to change now.
But after Melvin died in 1997, Barnes's life went into a tailspin, drinking and doing drugs, until ultimately he killed someone in a car crash. Because of that, he spent almost 20 years in prison. By chance, he was incarcerated at the State Correctional Institute in Chester, where Bobby Zankel was a full-time music teacher.
The jail had instruments, and I'd teach them how to read, and they would come in each week, and we would, you know. That's only five notes. You know, it's Beethoven, the greatest, but it's five notes, five fingers, and we would begin with that and go as far as we could go.
Barnes said that Zankel took him under wing.
He said, Mike, I'm going to teach you about being a man of integrity. He spent about 5 or 6 years with me. Being a man of integrity, meaning when everything else, everybody else is doing wrong, that I'm doing right. He was a very integral part of reshaping what was, you know, an alcoholic criminal type guy, you know, into just the musician.
Barnes got out of SCI Chester in 2017, and by then Zankel had already retired from teaching in prisons, but he was still teaching at the Clef Club. Barnes started worrying about his son, Elijah, and the negative influences he might fall prey to growing up in Germantown. So Barnes sent Elijah to see his mentor, Bobby Zankel.
I got a chance to get my youngest son away from the element of the corner, because in Philadelphia, and you have four or five friends your age, and they're going to come at you with an idea to do some things. Well, let's go break out a window, or let's go steal a car, or let's go rob somebody. And if they had a place like here at the Clef Club where they can come on Saturday and apply themselves to some music, just plant a seed, it'll grow.
Barnes wants his son to get the same benefits from music that he had in prison, something the Greater Philadelphia Culture Alliance hopes the next mayor considers as one of the social benefits of the arts. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.